Well, a beautiful one indeed, and I'm sure our listeners from Guyana would relate to that one. I'm sure everybody's tapping their fingers, their feet, or maybe just dancing. As Mr. Harradine would say, bottom house music. Well, we want to say hello and welcome to a hardworking member of our community. Her parents, by the way, I'm proud to say this is part Punjabi and part Guyanese. We want to welcome the hardworking MPP for Brampton Centre, the hardworking, talented Dr. Sarah Singh to the program. Welcome, Sarah. Dr. Sarah Singh, how are you?
Thank you so much, Richard. It's always a pleasure to connect with you. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed indeed. You know, I just wanted to say in my opening that since 2018, this young lady has been serving us, and what a job she has been doing. You have seen her many, many times on your television set. Beside that, behind the scenes, she's been doing so, so much. Sarah, if you could tell our listeners, because I know a lot of the work that you initiated and contributed has not made headlines, and far as our community mightn't be aware of. And one of the things that I know of was that you're leading the fight for Caribbean Month to be designated in Ontario. So tell us some of your accomplishment over the past few years in serving this province or this constituency.
Well, thank you so much, Richard. And yes, I was elected in 2018 in the riding of Brampton Centre, a historic win that was. And, you know, ever since then, I've had the honor and privilege to serve the community that I was born and raised in. And I do also serve as the deputy leader of Ontario's New Democratic Party as well. And, you know, I'm so honored to be able to not only raise the voices of my own constituents in our community in Brampton, but also ensure that we're raising the voices of everyone in Ontario. And, you know, Richard, in the short time that I've been in office, I know I have been fighting this government to ensure that we get the health care resources we need in Brampton. As I'm sure, you know, listeners and viewers are well aware, Brampton has been and continues to be ground zero for hallway medicine. You know, many of our community members waiting hours and hours to receive the care that they deserve. So we have been pushing this government to increase the per capita funding to our community so that we can, you know, for example, get the same rate of beds as other parts of the province have, as well as get a new hospital in Brampton. And so, you know, we have tabled opposition day motions on several occasions, fighting to ensure that, you know, Brampton gets the healthcare resources that it needs, but also fighting for things like lower auto insurance rates. You know, especially throughout this pandemic, most people are not driving, their cars are parked up, but in Brampton, we still pay some of the highest auto insurance rates in the country, and for the majority of people, they actually saw their rates go up, not down during the pandemic. So opposition members tabled a motion to call on this government to reduce the rates by 50% during the pandemic. Unfortunately, that was not supported. But we're going to keep that fight up because I think, you know, if people are getting tired of government after government promising to lower auto insurance rates, but never actually delivering on them. A few other things that I will quickly highlight is I also, you know, tabled a motion, for example, to address anti-Black racism and racism within our Peel District School Board, and calling on the government to intervene and provide resources to the school board to meaningfully address anti-racism that we know is rampant within our education system. You know, thankfully, that motion was supported by the government, but there is still a tremendous amount of work to do to ensure that students of all races and ethnicities feel welcome and included in our Peel District schools and in other schools in Ontario. And most recently, I also tabled a motion, as you will all know, for a point in time in the pandemic, the government had, against the advice of medical medical experts, closed outdoor recreational facilities and amenities like our, you know, golf courses, our baseball diamonds, our cricket pitches were closed. So I tabled a motion to call on the government to listen to the science, listen to the experts, and reopen outdoor amenities so that people could get out and safely play, and, you know, address mental health and well-being concerns. And, you know, I think that that was very important work, as many community groups wanted to see those spaces opened up, and, you know, doctors, medical experts, and even the government's own science table agreed with our motion that those spaces needed to be opened up. But Richard, as you highlighted at the start of our conversation, one of my favorite accomplishments is our call to action to create a Caribbean Heritage Month here in the province of Ontario. You know, we have such a rich and dynamic diaspora coming from across Caribbean countries, and, you know, we should celebrate that history and make sure that the next generation of Canadians is also proud of our history and our culture and our ancestors, and understand, you know, our legacy, even as it's tied to colonialism. And so through our Caribbean Heritage Month bill, we were seeking to have the month of August proclaimed as Caribbean Heritage Month in the province of Ontario, and that's work that's still ongoing. So that's just a quick snapshot of some of the motions and bills and work that we've been doing in the legislature. There's obviously so much more, and I'm always happy to connect with listeners and viewers to chat more about that directly as well.
And I mean, what a list of accomplishment, and I want to encourage you to keep up the fight for the hospitals and, of course, lower insurance rate, especially in Brampton. That is something, like you said, only around election time we see that making headlines and people making promises that they can't keep. But I know you and your party have been fighting and fighting for this, so please keep up the fight. We know that recently if you could, I mean, I don't want to labor on it because I'm not an expert in this field, but just from the headlines in the news that the non-withstanding clause have been evoked after unfavorable court ruling. On June 8th, the Ontario Superior Court ruled that major parts of the Dogfort New Election Financing Act under the Democratic and violated freedom of speech. If you could educate us a little bit about this act and why, again, he's making an attempt to invoke this.
Absolutely, Richard. You know, I think it's really unfortunate that, we have spent the last 2 days, and we'll spend much of the weekend and Monday still debating this historic use of the notwithstanding clause, because Doug Ford and the Conservative Party would like to limit and silence the voices of the critics in the upcoming election. And that's exactly what the courts had ruled on June 8th, is that the changes to the Election Finance Act were unconstitutional and would limit individuals' freedom of speech and expression, which they're entitled to under the Charter. And so what the government has done is invoked the notwithstanding clause to override the court's decision here and still ram through legislation that is deemed unconstitutional. And, you know, as many experts have said, this is historic. This has never happened in the province of Ontario. And this is weaponizing a mechanism of the Charter that was never intended to be used for these types of purposes, where the Premier is seeking to, you know, grab onto power and hold onto it. It's really unfortunate that this is what they called an emergency session for, Richard. You know, we, for the last year and then some, have been navigating the global pandemic. And not once did this government hold emergency sessions. Not once did we have overnight sessions, even though New Democrats asked them to recall the legislature so we could implement policies and legislation that would help people get through the pandemic. You know, fight for paid sick days, for example, or when we knew that seniors in long-term care were dying of dehydration and there were staffing crises happening there, the government did not call the legislature back to debate those pressing concerns or to help us prepare for a safe start in September. But this issue in particular, Doug Ford feels that it is so important to override charter rights and freedoms that he is willing to invoke the notwithstanding clause, and that we have had an overnight session. I am working on about an hour worth of sleep because we were in the legislature as of midnight last night, and the session wrapped up at 7, and then we started again at 10 a.m. So it goes to show you that this government really does not have its priorities straight. What we need to be focusing on right now is not changing the Election Finances Act to make sure that big money donors can contribute more, because that's a part of the changes that have been implemented by the government. What we should be discussing right now in an emergency debate is making sure that small businesses can stay open, as yesterday was the first day of reopening in the province of Ontario, making sure that we have a plan to get our students back in the classrooms in September, you know, making sure that seniors in long-term care were being protected and taken care of, and that those staff were being paid fairly. These are the priorities of Ontarians, not making sure that, you know, Doug Ford can hold on to power or take advantage of the notwithstanding clause for his own political gain rather than looking out for the people of this province.
Well, I wish you luck, because, you know, it's something that we see that time and time again. It's only when a politician or political party think that they have been threatened when the upcoming election, they try to do this. And again, I think the editorial speaks for itself when the pundits talk and discuss it like that. I wish you good luck indeed, you and those who are opposing this. I want to give you a few moments, if you could. I know you been expressing condolences to the families and the Muslim community with that tragedy that took place in London, Ontario. I know we have a visual tonight at the IMO, and you were reaching out to Uncle Farouk, as you call him. Here's an opportunity to express your thoughts and share your condolences on this program also. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Richard. And, you know, I think for so many of us in our community, whether we're Muslim or not, you know, the tragedy in London, Ontario, you know, the death of the Afzal family and, you know, 9-year-old Fayez, it is heartbreaking and gut-wrenching to know that in the province of Ontario, that this level of hate continues to instill fear in our communities. White supremacy, hate crimes are on the rise, and we need to meaningfully take action. And so, you know, I feel so much for our community right now, because there's just a sense of grief around this, an entire family targeted simply because of their faith. This is not what our country should be about. And I think we have to acknowledge that this is a reality, though. This is not the first time that someone has been targeted because they are Muslim and because of their faith, experienced violence or acts of violence being committed against them. In Quebec, we had the mosque shooting, and, you know, even recently at the IMO, we had an attack take place on a member of the Muslim community as well, tragically also losing their lives. So what we need to be doing is actually committing to implementing policies to address anti-Muslim hate and Islamophobia in our communities. And I think that we need real commitments from the government to actually do that. And that starts by investing in, for example, our anti-racism directorate, which is one of the mechanisms that the government can use to address systemic racism in our communities. We also need to be reforming our education system and curriculum to actually be teaching children about discrimination, educating them about the importance of inclusion and diversity in our communities. You know, Nelson Mandela said that education is the most powerful weapon which we can use to change the world, and we need to start there and start to educate the next generation to drive out hate and to encourage them to be inclusive and to love their fellow humans, regardless of their religious beliefs or ethnicity or even sexual orientation or ability. You know, it's so important that we do this work. And right now, Richard, and I think we have such a critical moment in time, where not only for the Muslim community, but also for our indigenous community, for our Black community as well, a call to action is needed for us to take action on addressing discrimination in our communities. I think we have all experienced so much grief with the uncovering of children at residential schools, and even today we're learning of more bodies being found in Manitoba. These histories, this reality must be acknowledged in order for us to meaningfully address it. And so that is some of the work that New Democrats have been committed to and will continue to fight for in our legislature. We need the government to invest the resources to carry out this work. It isn't enough to just stand at podiums or attend a vigil and say you're going to do it. We need you to actually take action and make the changes happen for our province and for these communities as well.
Well, I just want to remind our listeners that we are speaking with Sarah Singh, MPP for Brampton Centre, and knowing that she's operating with 1 hour sleep, listen to her articulate her point. And I want to encourage you, please, reach out to her. She is one who would return your calls. She would respond to your emails, and I have ample proof of that. Just last time we spoke in here, she is on the program today. Now, Sarah Singh would be seeking re-election coming up. How we in the community who would like to make sure that you represent Brampton Centre again, what can we do to help?
Thank you so much, Richard. I appreciate that so much. I am seeking re-election. It has been an honor and privilege to represent this community, and I hope to be able to do this for many more years to come. I have been a champion for many issues, small businesses, workers' rights, our healthcare system, our education system. So if you're interested in helping and supporting my re-election campaign, don't hesitate to reach out. Our number is 905-454-1233. I'm always happy to chat and connect with our community members, not only for support, but if you need any assistance at all, don't hesitate to give me a call. We've been helping folks in our community get access to their vaccines, help them access the small business grant program, just to name a few. So I'm happy to help in any way I can. That's why I got elected, and I hope that I can be able to do that for many more years to come with the support of our community. And, just to do a little self-indulgence here, it's also important as a member of the Guyanese community that we do also continue to elect representatives from our community, because representation does matter, and we need to make sure that we have a seat at the table or else others are speaking on our behalf. And so, as a proud Guyanese first generation child, I'm honored to be the first member of Guyanese Heritage to be sitting in our parliament as well. And I hope that not only can I continue to represent the community of Brampton and Brampton Center, but also be able to represent our dynamic and proud Guyanese diaspora as well.
Well, I know that you mentioned how much you miss meeting up with the communities, the cricket clubs, going out to those outdoor events, and because of the COVID. What would be your advice going forward with the reopening of Ontario? What should you would like to see residents, not only of Brampton, but this province do? Should we proceed with caution? What is your advice?
Absolutely. I think, it's great that we are finally reopening the province. We've had one of the longest lockdowns actually in North America, unfortunately, because of the Premier's leadership in handling the pandemic. But I want to encourage people to still follow, the public health recommendations, still maintain social distancing, wear a mask when you're outdoors. Really, if you can, please get vaccinated. It is so important that everyone in our communities gets vaccinated. I'm hopeful that everyone will get access to a second dose. We have been putting pressure on the government to make sure that those allocations to hotspot communities, for example, are increasing. But I want to encourage folks to get out and get vaccinated. I know that throughout Peel Region, we have a number of pop-up clinics. So if anyone has any questions or needs help accessing a vaccine, our office is also happy to help with that. But get out there, get vaccinated so we could slowly get back to a some sense of a normal. But, you know, I'm hopeful that as our community is getting vaccinated, our case counts are coming down, that we will be able to stay open. And I know for our small businesses who have really bore the brunt of this pandemic, we want to keep them open. So it is important that we all do our part to keep our case counts low, continue to follow those public health recommendations, and get out and get your shot when you can.
Well, Sarah Singh, I want to say thank you, but before I let you go, you know, I have also been a strong believer that our frontline workers are not only our blessed nurses and doctors and those on the front line responding to those emergency calls, but our taxi drivers, our courier drivers, you know, the people working at McDonald's and Tim Hortons, the grocery stores. What word of love you would like to share with those hardworking individuals that might be listening to us?
Thank you, Richard. And I think that's such an important point. And, you know, obviously our healthcare workers are frontline heroes, but we can't forget about all of the folks, all of those essential workers that have been going into our warehouses and manufacturing and food processing, you know, making sure that our buses are operating on time, operating our taxis, like you said, and everyone working in retail in our grocery stores. You know, these folks have really been on the front line of this pandemic, and I just want to say thank you so much for all of the good work that you're doing and for keeping our province moving forward. If it wasn't for these essential workers, it would have been very difficult in the province of Ontario to ensure that everyone was still able to get meals, that folks were still able to get, for example, their Amazon deliveries, and that, you know, our transportation and logistics supply chains weren't interrupted. So I want to thank everyone who is an essential worker, who was out there on the front lines, risking their lives to keep our communities moving forward. And, you know, to everyone else, I mean, this is why it is so important that we do our part to help keep our communities safe, and that if you can, you get out and get vaccinated, because these folks have certainly been on the front lines, making sure that our province keeps moving forward, and we owe them a big thanks by doing our part as well to keep everybody safe. So to all of our essential workers, thank you. Thank you so, so much for all that you do. You are unsung heroes, and we see you, and we're going to keep fighting for you, because a lot of those essential workers also deserve better protections at work, Richard, and that's something that New Democrats are committed to doing, fighting for things like paid sick days so that those folks, if they were sick, could have taken a day off, you know, making sure that they got their vaccines in a priority queue. These are just some of the things we're going to keep fighting for these essential workers. But thank you to each and every single one of you for all that you did throughout this pandemic to help us get through it.
You know, I had to bring that up because yesterday I said thank you to a lady packing my groceries and she started crying. And when I see those at McDonald's and Tim Hortons, they're cooped up in that little piece. And I mean, they are working, and we just wanted to show some love and appreciation. You being a representative of the legislature, it was very nice to have you express your thanks and gratitude. Well, I would like to say thank you on behalf of our community. I live in Brampton. I mightn't be in your riding, but I've seen the good work you've been doing. You make us so proud, not only on television, but seeing and hearing your debates, your press conference. Keep up the good work, and congratulations on your doctoral degree that you recently received. You must be very happy, and your parents must be very proud. So please know that you're making not only mom and dad proud, but all of us here. Thank you very much for your service.
Oh, thank you so much, Richard, for those kind words. Certainly was an endeavor to complete my doctoral degree, but I am so grateful that it is finished, and now I am officially Dr. Singh. So, continuing to just move upwards and onwards, but I could not have done it without the support of my family and our community. So thank you so, so much. And yes, absolutely, Mom and Dad are very proud, as are most parents when children have, achieved these milestones and accomplishments. Most of our parents, immigrated to these countries in order to give us better opportunities, and I'm so grateful for my parents and all that they have done, not only for myself, but all of our siblings, to ensure that we have every opportunity to succeed, but also give back to our communities whenever we can. So thank you so much for having me on, Richard, and thank you for all of the good work that you do for our community as well, providing a platform, sharing these stories, finding ways for us to connect. It means so, so much to not only myself, but I know all of your listeners and viewers. So thank you so much for hosting this program and keeping us all connected.
Thank you. But listen, before you go, I want to say, seniors have a passion for, everybody knows that. And one lady I want to tell you, Sarah Singh's grandmother started and running up to today an orphanage in Guyana. And she would not let up. I mean, she's older now, but she's a fighter, and she still has continued to keep doing the work in Guyana. She has a serving the community. So you see where it all started and it come from? It's in her DNA. It's in her genetics. So thank you, and say hi to your grandmother for us.
I definitely will, Richard. Thank you. Thank you so much. And yes, my Nani Ji, she inspires me so, so much to continue this good work. And I can't believe that at 82 and counting, she's still there looking after 30 plus kids, and we're trying to, keep her to sit still, and she's still running around trying to keep up with the kids. So, they say that as long as you're young at heart, that's all that matters. And so, I'm so inspired by her work, but also so many of our seniors in our community, who find ways to continue to contribute. So, keep up all of that great work, and thank you again, Richard, for having me on today.
Try and get some rest, and thank you. It's been a pleasure having you on this program. I'm sure I've been getting the texts. Everybody want to know, who is that young lady? I'm so impressed, and wow, and ah, and all this coming in. So thank you very, very much again. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much, Richard, and to all those folks that are connecting, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'm happy to chat and connect further. I wish you all well. Continue to stay safe and enjoy this beautiful Saturday afternoon.
Okay, and that's Sarah Singh, number again, 905-454-1233, 905-454-1233. Hey, thank you to all the frontline workers.
Try your best just to make it.
And those of you helping mom and dad, helping the sick at home, this one's for you. The only time I get a text from Joey Singh is something negative. Well, I would like to share all the good things, but I have to say that, Joey, you could always tune off the program. When you send a good text, I would tell everybody. So when you send something that is so negative, I have to let people know. Boring, he said. Didn't learn anything. Well, I'm sure we have others would disagree. Mr. Joey Singh. There's a button on your radio or your phone. Power it off.
Only you alone can quench the shutters.
Hey, this one compliments my buddy Navi, DJ Navi, the unstoppable.
Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. Night nurse. Only you alone can quench the shutters. My night nurse. All the pain is getting worse.
see no doubt. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy.
Hey, don't forget the telephone number to call if you're looking for work, and it's 6 months contract minimum, working from home. 416-741-0066, that Top Notch Employment Agency. That's the Top Notch Employment Agency, Terry Saar. They're looking for customer service position relating to the energy billing field. As we say hello and welcome, who we have on the line?
Mr. Richard.
Patrick, how are you? I was hoping you would call in and tell us about this good work that you and your company is attempting to do.
Right, before I go on, are you sure that that guy you plugged this morning in is your dad?
Oh, yes, that's my father, boy. That's the
Ethan. No, because when I look at the guy, I thought was your big brother.
Oh, no, he's no longer here.
Yeah, no, but the guy looks, he looks good in his small days, man.
Yes, you know, he was indeed a nice man, you know, and looking at that this morning, brought back so many memories. I got so many calls from people who knew him. But thank you.
Right. Anyway, yes, I appreciate that good work that you're doing for the community there. And like everybody is doing a little bit. If everybody lifts a spoon, we can fill a big barrel with that. Mm-hmm. But everybody collecting money. But I prefer to do the second phase of sending stuff that people will be using.
All right, so go through the list one more time.
Right. What were you planning to do? All this tin food, tablecloth, sheet set, soap, Colgate, and them kind of thing that people will use in a long time. People get the money used up now, but they still got to continue living. So we're putting up our start this week, Thursday morning from 9 to 4. Friday morning, 9 to 4, there will be people at the warehouse to collect your donation. Saturday morning, anybody is free to come to help to see that everything goes in the barrel and we can ship it out ASAP. We talked to some shipping companies. They're giving us some break. I have made arrangements in Guyana to get these things in duty-free.
Well, that's great. And, of course, they would be distributed to those affected by the flood.
That's correct, because of the fact is that, you know, it's a big thing. It's not like a little village. There's a lot of things that goes on, and no way that that country can rebound back in a year to 5 years. Some of these houses, you see, people wouldn't put a chicken in the houses that these people lived in, and they flood away. And they got a lot of Guyanese I call, and they got these low talk. Oh, Guyanese living happily. Why would I send there? Look, they're doing a mess. Yes. 80% of Guyanese, they're good. What happened to the other 20% that live in these coops and don't have nobody outside to give them a dollar? They suffer every day, and those are the people who we're trying to reach.
Well, you know, boy, I always say Guyanese are the most generous, and whenever they have to give, they organize. And this is a cause for that would be affecting and cascading down to those really, really need the help. So I have no doubt there will be relief, and thank you and those who would be giving. Your phone number, those of us who would like to contact you, because the Thursday, Friday, I'm thinking about people who might be working, if there's any other drop-off that they can...
Yes, Saturday we will be at the warehouse all day from 9 a.m. until the barrels are finished. So anybody who wants to come on Saturday morning are free to come. It's 7835 Highway 50. It's at the junction of Highway 7 and 50, first building on your right-hand side, Unit 5.
And let's get a phone number, Patrick.
416-414-2858. I will be there at the warehouse from 8 a.m. in the morning till everything is closed up. So please feel free to bring your stuff in there and all. that we can collect it, and you will see everything goes in the barrel on the spot. So nobody going to be a long, drawn-out stuff. Everything you bring, you're free to put it in the barrels there.
Thank you, Patrick. And God bless you. And
thanks,
I hope everything goes well. And we keep plugging this on TV and radio and make sure we get as much information.
I appreciate it, sir.
Anytime.
Thank you kindly again.
Anytime. Of course, Patrick, number to reach him. He's looking for towels, sheet sets. And by the way, new towels and new sheet set. I just had to mention that. And of course, canned goods that are not expired. Do double check. Call him at 416-414-2858. 416-414-2858. Richard Aziz on a Saturday, keeping you company. Let me go.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Hey, and for those of you who're thinking about collecting and raising money and funds and not delivering, we have a couple reports and complaints. I just want to put this out there. We know this could happen. We know people will be trying, but we will be exposing those who are doing that. Please consider yourself warned.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
No, because like they say, we would wet you.
Police now giving no break. That's also
those of you using religion, making your phone calls and asking and telling stories of, we are looking for transparency and accountability. Not because we are in a crisis and we are looking for help and people are vulnerable in giving and want to give and want to give. We're not going to leave it up to God to deal with you. We are going to expose you. There are too many good organizations out there would be suffering when people and individuals do this type of crookedness. As DJ Navi say, don't jackass sitting. Taking a line from Prime Minister Keith Rowley, Dr. Rowley. Don't jackass sitting. Again, those of you collecting and was sending money to Guyana for different causes in the past, and now you have this one, don't use it for the wrong reasons, my friends.
A la 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 long, a la 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 long, 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 come on. A la 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 long, a la 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 long, 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 hey. Standing across the room, I saw you smile. I said I wanna talk to you for a little while. But before I make my move, my emotions start running wild.
best of both worlds in your investment accounts. Same returns as underlying funds or portfolio. Same management fees as mutual fund. 100% death benefit guaranteed based on all contribution made before age 75. Have the same estate benefit as segregated funds and much, much more. A feature you would not find in any mutual fund, traditional stock or bond portfolio. Wish to learn more? Call Vic Sarju, 416-560-0985. Independent advice matters.
The preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You're guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Senior discount card holders get a 5% discount. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
As we say hello, no, I've been trying to get him and I think I have him on the line. Hello, is this Mr. Terry Godraj?
Yes, sir, Mr. Richard Aziz. Good afternoon to you.
Well, I want to welcome you to Toronto via Shabdam Radio as we send out lots of God's choicest blessing on this your birthday. Happy, 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 happy birthday. We love you, Terry, and want to wish you all the best. How is your birthday celebration going so far?
It's going really, really well. Really excellent. As you know, for my birthday, I never do any parties or anything. What I do is a little puja in the morning, which I did. And now I'm flying into Orlando because I have an event there tonight with myself and Ricky Jai.
Well, boy, I want to wish you all the best. Terry, you know, you are, as I keep saying, a true ambassador to Guyana. I know you are a goodwill ambassador, helping and giving with the Save Abbey Foundation and doing what you do. Anything planned for the flood relief or efforts with the flood taking place currently?
Yes, we are pulling together our resources. We already have done some work in the ground, and we are personally going there in a few weeks to Guyana. And, you know, we'll do as much as we can to help out those who need help.
Well, I know you're not doing any party as such. But listen, I wanted to, you know, you always call in and wish me. I can't sing, but I have a good friend of mine who does a little bit of singing. And I just asked him if he could share something. So please accept this one. Compliments Richard Aziz and my good, good friends here in Canada who love you. Here's this one.
Thank you.
And listen, from everybody in the music fraternity, Varindra Prasad, of course, expressing and sending love to you, Terry. I have celebrated my birthday with this song for so many years, and this is a song I always use, so I want to share it with you. This one done here, of course, has been played for many, 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 many years and many, many birthday parties. This is my brother, Terry Godraj. Well, we are indeed on Shabnam. Terry, you have brought so much joy and love to our community, and this song in particular has been played over and over at different parties. I want to thank you for your gift of and sharing that gift with the world. Did you get a chance to talk to Mommy today?
Oh, yes, yes. Midnight last night, we all sat together. We had some bake and some fried bacon, and we, you know, rang in the birthday, and then today again. And when I return tomorrow, we're doing a little, you know, family, you know, get together. in the park. So I can't wait. It's been a beautiful weekend so far, Richard. May, thank you so much. You always show me so much love. And to all your viewers, all your listeners, you guys have always been there for me. And remember, there's no me without you. You are the guys who make me who I am. Terry Godbus, the Guyana Babu. And for that, I am always eternally grateful.
Well, we want to ask you, how old are you? You're not aging at all. You look the same. I saw you with a video, and you're looking so sharp with your kurta and thing. But listen, I have to play another song. And this one compliments Dilina Dan. This, I want you to remember it.
Right.
Have a good show this evening. But listen, bear with us, and let's share this song together with all our listeners to you, for you on your birthday also.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
This is Raymond Ramnarayan with his latest song. I love it. Terry, you know, Raymond did this, Anil Beam did this also. We want to hear your version of this one, okay?
You know, I can't hear the song. I can hear you talking.
Okay, hold on.
Which song is it? Did you tell me?
Hold on. Tum Saathi Ho.
I can hear it now.
Terry, you have always made my day special for my birthday. You have made my mother's birthday extra special. You have made so many people happy. You would do personal videos and send them out. God bless you. Have a great show, and I'm glad we were able to connect on your birthday. And have fun, and give our regards to Ricky Jai, please.
Will do. Richard, before I go, can I please sing a little of my latest song for them?
Please.
My latest song is called, Chala Gaya Nana, and it's the number one chutney song in South Africa. This is the first chutney song that has created such a storm in South Africa. As you know, they share a similar history to us from Guyana, Trinidad, Suriname, where their ancestors came from India. So I collaborated with DJ Avesh in South Africa, and this is the song that we did. There are hundreds and hundreds of TikTok videos out there. It's really amazing, and it goes something like this. Chala gaye nana, chala gaye nani. Chal gaye nana, chal gaye nani, chal gaye mausa, chal gaye mausi. Please go on my YouTube channel and you'll see the video and check out all the TikTok and see how great the song is in South Africa, and we are now promoting it in the Caribbean as well. Richard, thank you so much.
Well, this is the song the man talking about. And this evening on 7 o'clock, Local Talent on Parade, we will be featuring this one. Terry Godbus in South Africa.
Thank you, brother.
Have fun, Terry, and thank you. Happy birthday. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Bless you.
Bye-bye. Authentic Trini cuisine. Have some delicious rice dal and curry duck. They have some buljol. They have some fry aloo. Breakfast. Every day you could drop by Bodhi. Today they have Bodhi and okra and tomato choka and baigan choka. Check them out. Authentic Trini cuisine for Chatak's food. Well, of course, those of you heading out, because we are opening up the province, don't forget to drop in, call ahead at Roti Roti Express, 2267 Islington Avenue, 416-743-3883. That's inside of Fresh Value Plaza. You'll find Roti Roti Express. Ask for Kavita. 416-743-3838. That's Terry Gadraj, a new one. Of course, we'll be sharing it later. Guys, remember, we jump on now, www.shabdamradio.com, as we continue for another hour right here on Shabdam Radio. Please stay with us, continuing the music, and of course, we'd love to have you with us. Terry Gadraj, thank you very, very much indeed. And I want to send this one out to all the ladies out there. Terry Gadraj, Chalikoyim Nana.
What's up, everybody? We have been a party. What's up, everybody? We have been a party. Chale gaye nana, chale gaye nani, chale gaye mausa, chale gaye mausi ki whole family. What's up, everybody? We have been a party. What's up, everybody? We have been a party. Hey, let's go.
Well, we can't play that and then play this one, right?
Climax.
If you like it, send me a message. 416-832-7293.
If you see her poo, I'll wine and swing she wait. Watch the flower, all the ladies join in share. If you see her poo, I'll wine and swing she wait. Watch the flower, all the ladies.
We're continuing at www.shabdamradio.com until 4 o'clock. Join us. Jump over. DJ Navi, when are you coming in, my brother? We have two masks for you. You could cover your nose and your mouth. You could cover your head to it. Come on, we could do this, Nav. Come on down and play some music. The Unstoppable Junior, we want you in the studio. Come on, Pua. Not doing boat cruises and promotion, DJ Navi has turned into a comedian. Hey, Navi, just want to shout out his buddies, Kamal and company at Island Mix. Kamal. And all his so many fans. We are talking about when we get back on things to normal, he have to do the Father's Day cruise, even if it's later in the year. And don't forget, friends, we could do the Father's Day greetings. We would love to hear from you. Send us your greetings via WhatsApp, a 1 minute app, 1 minute and under video message for Daddy, right? How about if we try to do this one? You know, that was a classic, and this one was indeed. Redone here by Savita Singh and man called Lyrica. I just want to say thank you to the so many of you who supported the Imdad Ul Islamic Jamaat Eid dinner. They say thank you. Brother Roy want to say thank you. Thank you for the compliments. And of course, watch out whenever they do something, you know it's going to be nice.